under the Community Monuments Fund, there's funding available for the conservation, maintenance, protection, interpretation and presentation of archaeological monuments. So, for example, under Stream 1 of the funding, there's up to 100,000 available for essential repairs to archaeological monuments and ruins. And that might be things like stabilisation works to, let's say, church ruins. Under Stream 2, there's funding of up to 30,000 for the preparation of conservation management plans and reports on archaeological monuments. And that's particularly suitable for groups maybe that are just starting out. And then under Stream 3, there's funding of up to 30,000 for improving access and interpretation to archaeological monuments. And that might be online and virtual resources as well. It mightn't necessarily be physical access. And that's all about, I suppose, promoting archaeological monuments in your area.
Obviously, you're there in your office. The council has lots of information on the website. People can make contact with the council, see perhaps what's best for their own area, what's the best stream for them to become involved in. But January 31st, the deadline, you'll be hoping, obviously, to get good interest going over the coming weeks.
Yeah, because there's about 3,400 known archaeological monuments in the county, and most of those are in private ownership. So again, we'd be looking to work with private individuals and community groups really to conserve and manage these archaeological monuments as best they can. The Community Monuments Fund is particularly attractive because there's 100% funding available under the scheme itself, and the Heritage Office and the County Museum will be glad to provide advice on the scheme itself.